Uma rove dito emite. Aonde questa rove è in emite di. Allora, sia di capo di capo di bene, o di no. So, da rove in emite di the deadline has expired and within weeks the old has to marry the Yahoo and he came to marry her, so then he becomes the queer in the image as if he had been married her. So they really, but suppose, let's say in the 12 month period expired, so even on it, because he says, or whatever the image is, so then he doesn't become a queer in the image. So the really is kind of famous for becoming queer. Even though normally, when the deadline has expired, and the old has failed to marry the Yahusha, so he becomes responsible for her support, but he is an epiphany, he kind of failed that he wasn't able to marry her because of sickness or for other reasons. So then he is not required to give her the name. So regarding the Chiyuv Mizeinus, one can present the kind of image. But regarding Gittin, anything. Aone Kosova Rove, in any belief. What it means? It means, let's see how we're writing it. We're in Gittin, anything. Our Zichor Kore. That mean on Gittin, what they need, without saying I'm dead. We're in Gittin, any time it's in it now. We do not thank the priest, and we're not in the Ovi as man praying. Suppose he gives the death to his wife. And he says, Harei to be day, Harei to be day, in the Ove, Mikam, Vaz, Lami Day, or Mikam, Vaz, Lami Day, Chay. So, in the Ove, as one pray, so he hates it. And then he tries to come within the Lami Day, or within the Lami Day, Chay. But, something prevented his coming. Something prevented his coming. Let's say, there was a railroad strike. All of a sudden, there was a railroad strike. He couldn't take a train, so he couldn't come within the 30-day period or within the 12-month period that he expected to come. And because of that illness, so he was unable to come. So we do not say, just as one can present the kind of illness in regard to the feeling of illness, that even though he should be nechuyeh to give his illness to Yahud, if he fails to marry her on the due date, so, but if the reason as to why he failed to marry her it was because of an illness, so then he's not nechuyeh to give him his illness. So we should say here too, if the reason as to why he did not come to the 30 days within 30 days is because of an illness. And if not for the illness, he would have come. So the male, the guest should not be hard, so he said no. One cannot set up the defense of illness in a guest. An illness is it. So, in no such way, it's not more like Mount Pelini, the guest, the nena, the reward, so he cannot say, it should not be a guest, because I don't get to come. And the reason as to why I didn't come is because of an enemy. The Lord, how do you get to your home in my own city? Our Kosova, any time we come in the forest side. You know the Rabbi Rabbi. How does Rabbi know that we got to a guest where there is situated the church is now, and the Tanai was Yitzchayim, but it was Yitzchayim against his way. Had he been free to follow up his will, so then the Tanai would not have been Yitzchayim. Because the Kiyum Atnai consists in not coming within 12 months, in not coming to the city within 30 days. And he wanted to come, but there was an illness that stopped him from coming. He tried to come. He just was prevented against his will from coming. So that means the Tanai was this guy. That was the Kiyum Atnai. The Kiyum Atnai consisted in not coming. Be devout and not come. And he didn't come. But he wanted to come. So the Tanai was in Skyrim. The Tanai was in Skyrim. But they, so the Chinese, whether a film at night only is considered as a good film at night, Mimele, the guest is how, or a film at night only is not considered as a good film at night. So the guest is not how. So the first question is, in the more here is, that the film at night only is a good film at night. One cannot set up the defense of any in regard to a film at night. We know the Robin Hood, even the more this time. Harim is a bitter in the boat in Kalashim of the Hede, who made the city of the Hede, any get. So why is any get? Because any get like a meal. So maybe two days. Ho ho ho, Harim is a get. So it's much more that only if the film at night was fulfilled by virtue of the fact that he died. So mainly, the get is not how. Because when does the Jewish have to take effect? At the time when the night is dying. When the time is dying, when he dies. When he dies, so there's no more need. So mainly, he cannot be regret. But suppose the night was his dying not because, not on account of his death, but because of his sickness, bayness, in other words, he wanted to come within 12 months. But he became very sick and he became confined to bed. It was made impossible for him to come. So the night was his kind of bayness and he's alive. So then you cannot apply the time of the Gebrahamite because he's alive. So it's much more from that reason that only he was made in Yechim Otachim. Then he could be dead. Why? Because he had like a meat. Maybe he could be dead. Ho, ho, ho. Harim be dead. But if we say, yes, I am, this is me. So not only in the case of the bow, saying in the body of Shabbat Shimon Shachide, Harim be dead. And maybe he could be dead. But ho, ho, be dead. And he became confined to bed, and he couldn't possibly come because he couldn't walk, he became very sick. So in such a case, it's much more from the Mishneh that the guest would be house, even though had he not been sick, he certainly would have made sure to come back to the cave. So we see from that that when his night fulfills against his will, the Amen is considered a good thing night. So that's the right of one that Amen is the So the Gemara says, how can you deduce that from the Mishnah? The Gemara will make a law, how long? Name you get. You could take a march in the law. They get like a Mishnah. They get like a Mishnah. In other words, maybe they are working. They did not take it to buy the Mishnah in the Boston Council of the Hede. The whole Mishnah in the Hede. So it's also in the day. Because the team at night waited is not a good team at night. But the reason is why we need to mention the case of maybe in order to advise us of the halacha of the Gebra Hamite, so that even if there is no night, but let's say, he will say, he won't make this night, and he will say, Harei to get Kite Chlacha Mitoshi. So he don't say that. If the Mishneh told us the halacha, Harei to get Kite Chlacha Mitoshi, Harei to get Kite Chlacha Mitoshi, Harei to get Kite Chlacha in there, I wouldn't know that in the case where he says that Harim is a Hamite, who means that he's in there. Then I would say, well, no, it's not. And he gets to be Hala Hamite too. So that's why you need to make the case of the people in Tarakim of the Hidden to make the case. In other words, that he's in there because of the Hamite. And for two reasons he's in there. One, because in Yetla Hamite, and the other reason is because there was no Kimat, the Kimat Nai was not the Kimat Nai, it was the Kimat Nai Behene. He could become out of the Yetla Hamite. So in Yetla Hamite, for some of the reasons, they are the Vita Kimite, they are the Vita Kimite, they are the Vita Hamite, 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 they that's Rabbi Levitia, the grandson of Rabbi Danossi. So Rabbi Danossi originally offered seven apples, And then his grandson, he saw that he not to come along with my people, so he was matter. So Abdullah Nursi and his beginning were called beginning with Shogunish. Now that was such an important thing that they were designated, he was described by the fact that they lifted the minister of Tabernacle, February. So the Abdullah Nursi, So the reason is why the Mishnah had to tell us this thing, even though the meaning of the Yetra Hamid in general is already mentioned. But he wanted to tell us La Fukim in Rabbitain, because the Asa Rosi would say that man shall stand the Chiyahol. When can we apply the law of the Yetra Hamid? Is the Kavoyer of the Baal is that the Geras should be held after he died. But suppose he says in case he died from the sickness, then the Geras should be held right now. And then he dies, let's say, a year later. So then we just apply the law of the Yetra Hamid. So it all depends how he throws it out. The child is supposed he doesn't say, if he says that he is a master, he may be a reason, and then he dies from that sickness, 12 months later, or 2 years later, or 5 years later, as long as he throws it out, a reason is a master, he may be a reason, and then he dies no matter how long after the handing over of the death, he's a reason. Because it's not a meaning of their taking the effect, like Hamid said, it's their taking the effect right now, and it's contingent upon an event that will take place later. And then we can apply it to Hamid. And if he just told it out, and he said that the years should be how only after he dies, then everybody agrees that it's a Hamid. Suppose he just says stop. Are they the bigger name? But yes, every guest has to have his mom, and it has that mom, it's our meat, toxin. So then, when he dies, he toxin has. So since the man of the guest is our meat, he toxin. So according to the ministry, we say his man is so sound as he has a law, and it is considered that it is stipulated. Are they the bigger master? He may be the reason. So, maybe the reason is why he had to tell us. The Mishnah had to tell us this thing, even though the Deen of Engedra Hamise in general was already mentioned, to advise us that we do not say, Zmanitam Tawadi Yahweh. So, the name you cannot deduce from this Mishnah that the name is different, but we can deduce it from the faith of Mishnah. מאַכט די מיפוס אין קאַמערי איז קייער. און מיין איז נאָר דאָ קיין האָר איז די. מיר די וואַז די חול. וואַז די חול. וואָס איז פאַר די קוואַטיר? וואָס איז קעפּטן די? די פון די פייל. די גייט אין די דיטן. סאָ וואַיס דאָ די גייט. די קען די גייט ביקאָז די קי מאַט נאָר די קאַן די נאָר. אַז די רייט די קי מאַט נאָר די גייט. די זאָל זיי די מאַט. אַז די מאַט זיי Human men adapted to the Yichalei Yisrael coming up. So that way, so there is an Yimucha that when he says, Harei the Yitech, in Miyakto, in Yipot, in Kamar Yisrede, in as much as it is the desire of the Baal to protect his wife so that she wouldn't be Kukol Yisrael. So at the time when he was dead, he had mind that even if the non-coming will be fulfilled as a result of the illness of Yisrael, it should still be hard. So in other words, so in such a case, we cannot say that the team at night the illness, a team at night the illness is considered normally as a good team at night. Because we could say a team at night the illness normally is not a good team at night. But if it's not a doubt, when he says, in my body, the Kamba Divine Chedek, And even the one portion will be fulfilled to a native of Jesus. You should still be the good husband. So then he sold it out that way. So of course he's with us. So vis-a-vis a native of Jesus, then we could say there is an infinite mucha that the vow won't take it yet to take place. If the non-coming, the film at night, will be fulfilled as a result of the native of Jesus. But where he is going to the mucha, the, let's say, needs to be fulfilled to the image of Chayli, not from Mishra, so then there is no Indian Mucha. So, a Shim at night for Enes, maybe, is not a Shim at night, not the way of the says in the first one. Alright. So, human is that the Mishra is to come up, Elam Yom. Now, who do you want to be with Ashim and Shem at 48? Rabbi Dikere, also is of 48. So he wanted to come. And to frustrate the guest. But, something happened, something, the bridge broke, so he couldn't cross the river. So he passed him out there. The bridge broke, something was the matter with the bridge. So he couldn't cross the river. So the Tnai was his child against his way. Omaru, Cholinatoye, he didn't want to get to the house. He said, you see that I tried to come, and I exerted every effort. In order to come, but what should I do? The bridge wall, it prevented my coming. Omar Shmuel loves me much. So Shmuel said, that is not considered that he came. In other words, he didn't come. The Tnai was his time. So he made it again, he did it. So we see from Shmuel that if you must not be in it, it's considered that he would be at night. So that's the right to what is in the first lesson. So you want to say, if you know it, it's the Akshame, if you want to last you, everybody asks me, you ask the Nafke. Hello, what is for the Nafke? Come on, it's really simple. So you want to say, no, there is no right from Shmuel to the Vishim at night, the Inet, is the Vishim at night. We can say the Vishim at night, the Inet, is not the Vishim at night. But if the Inet is Shriach Vidamre, it is the kind of Inet that happens very frequently. I suppose that in those days, the bridge, it happened very often, that the bridge broke down. So the Melech seems to be something that happens very often. So when the Baal situated that in the Ashina, he came back what he did, where he said, and the Baal knew, in order to come to the city, he had to cross the bridge. He had to cross the river. And he only if the bridge is not broken so he can cross the river. Otherwise he cannot cross the river. He knew that this is very likely because it happens very often. And he did not say at the time when he stipulated that if I don't come within 30 days, so then the get to be dead. He did not couple it with the statement. But suppose I don't come because the bridge went down. So the guest should not be a guest. Why did he say it at all? He anticipated that this could happen because it happened every Monday and Thursday that the bridge broke down. So how is it if his intention had been that in case he is unable to come, he doesn't come because of that image of the bridge breaking down, so then the guest should not be a guest, he should have felt it. The fact that he didn't spell it out, even though it actually presented this possibility of the bridge breaking down, presented itself to his mind, and he didn't spell it out as an exception, so indicates that his intention was that even if he doesn't come because of that image of the bridge breaking down, it should still be held. So the male is considered as if he explicitly stole it out and said, if I don't come within 30 days to get to the house, and even if I don't come, while I try to come, but I don't come because the bridge will break down, he should still be housed. So for the case, we cannot apply the aloha of Tnai Enesh Yidiki, but in an ordinary case, where the Enesh is not an Enesh Yishriya, so then, it's possible to say that the Shim Atai Deine is not the Shim Atai. So the Gemara says, the Rogot is one of the Nazibam. Mishum Shuyas and Mishum Futu. Mishum Shuyas, the Amra, for you have again. Zim, the Yami. Zim, the Yami. in die Anteriors so diesem Horizont dar, that an the right level, an the right level, so everybody should agree that the team at night in it is not a team. Not a team. And the only reason as to why, the only reason as to why walking the first one, because there is a second one, and the only reason as to why walking the first one is there, that the team at night is not a team. That means the team at night, the inner is also considered the team at night. And the guess is how is because of his special Dakonet Chachomim. But without any Dakonet Chachomim on the right level, so the team at night, the inner is not the team. Alright. But hoping because of his special Dakonet, we should be doing so the Chachomim are mistaken that the team at night, the inner should still be considered as a good team at night. If it's only the right way, it should not be considered as a good team at night. What is the extra consideration? Because there are certain women who are big Jewish, and they are racist. The Amrit women gave the lawyer reference. He gave the gift to his wife. And he said, you will go to the combat, don't you gain a reaction. And his wife happens to be a very pious woman, and she sees 30 days pass by, and he doesn't show up in the temple. Now, suppose Chachon wouldn't be exactly with Chachon. So, then we would apply the Allah and the right. The Zinator is that even if he doesn't come, but he intended to come, but he was prevented from coming because he came sick or whatever reason. Whatever reason, so then it's not a team at night. So in many ways, he's not in the left. Now this woman, she doesn't know what happened to her husband. Whether he didn't come because he decided not to come, because he wants to get to the house, so he decided not to come back with his own day, or maybe he doesn't want. He decided that he gave her a gift, and he wants to remain married to her. And he tried to come, but maybe something happened to him, maybe he came confined to bed, maybe something else, he couldn't get anybody, you know, he couldn't hire, you know, a car, meaning, let's say, his man Chazal, a horse and body, to take him to the city. So he doesn't know why he didn't come. So if he did do it, if he is a racial buyer, so then he will anticipate the possibility that he really wanted to. But why did he come? Because maybe he became confined to bed. When he said, the reason is why did he come? Because he didn't want to come. And she will not know, so she will remain a good age. She'll decide never to get married. So she'll involve in a very unfortunate situation. So because of these unfortunate situations, so the Chachamim were mistaken that even if he didn't come because of an enemy, he should be considered as a team at night, the melee it will prevent, it will preclude the happening, the occurrence of such unfortunate incident. Is that the answer to the Adnaviyah? Or another consideration, on account of which the Chachamim were mistaken that the team at night, the enemy, should be considered a good team at night, even though on the right level, it's not considered a good team at night. The reason, objectively, is true, Rabbi Ismail Yahya, that the reason why the husband didn't show up in his 30 days is because he became very sick and he was confined to bed. But he really wanted to come and to frustrate the bed, that he gets to be here. So, but his wife is not particularly to mind, and she says, "Why on me, why do I have to enter the bed? Maybe he became sick. He didn't come. I'm allowed to get married." And then he will get married, but then it will turn out it will turn out that the reason why it didn't come is because it didn't fit. So there was no Kimasai, so the deity was not cow, the deity was not cow. And she married someone, so she was able to see. She married someone, then she had children, who did two husband, and then the children become parents. Again, an unfortunate situation. In the other direction, but because of that, the Chachamim Mom is saying that the Kimasai daily should not be considered, should be considered as a good Kimasai. We can put the Yamaha, the teacher is in the army, the Amarodon, the Azonim today. We forget both the Rubanel and Mamzer. All right, that's the first one. Then there's another one that is that the Hebrew is on the Baron in the Hebrew. And the point of the second one, the Hakon will not be satisfied. But according to both of them, it appears from this tomorrow that without the rest of the Connor, then the Allah and Nick and the Dina and the right level to be. That the team at night, the English is not the team at night. It's not the team at night. Why not? Why not? So Raja says, with the answer of Habibi, the Muslim can appear in that area. The member will allow all the staff to go. Now it's at work. So, this is the bottom for us. That on the answer level, the team at night, the English is not the team at night. The question is this. Either it can be explained to us. One way of explaining that is not the way that I explain it. The usual, the simplest way of explaining that Gemara would be on the basis of humility. In other words, when the Baal did the death to his wife, and he says, Harezah Jitech, he will go to his hand, the Ab, Lamedu. Now suppose you spell it out, and they say, Harezah Jitech, in Rebosim Yitam Vad Lamu Yeh. But you in Rebosim, you can make it. How do you do it? Then there's no question. So he's coming out, that's his intention. That he gets in the house, as long as he doesn't come. Even if he desires to come, he doesn't come. But by name, he's prevented from coming. So he goes out explicitly. He could be in the right place. So of course, thank you for that. Suppose he told it out the other way, he said, Harei the people, in reporting his town of Lamedu, he is elsewhere, LSA on him, the Leone in the main day, ain't that to the right. But then he goes without saying, I mean, that he does want to come, but he becomes sick, he's prevented from coming to an enemy, and because of that he doesn't come, that he's not cigarette, he knows it, because that was his style. So the time he is, suppose he doesn't spell out one way or the other. So what he's doing is he's not stopped when a person, doing things that he don't see, when a person mentions his style, I think he's there in the other, he's talking about Lamedu. But Lamedu, so this intention is only if I can come and I deliberately choose not to come, then it is intention. But if I decide to come and then my endeavor is forceful and I don't come because of the name, so then this intention is that it gets to not to come. So now, so we see from this tomorrow, that on the right level, we should say that the team at night is not the team at night. Why? Maybe on the basis of the wilderness. Because if a person says, Harei Zidikech, in Rebosim Yitam Vad Lamedu, why did he make it contingent upon his non-arrival to return the day? I mean, it's insane. He probably has a reason. Not probably. He certainly has a reason. It's not just a stipulated story without any basis. So, in other words, he hesitates. He decided to divorce his wife, but he's not 100% determined, and he wants to consider it. Maybe he'll decide at the very end not to divorce his wife. Maybe after searching his heart, his mind, he'll decide to reconcile with his wife. Whatever the reason, he's not 100% sure. And then within the 30 days, he'll decide. So then, if he decides to reconcile with her and to let and to name marriage. Come back, and he was prevented because of an illness. So that means, on the basis of the wounded, his intent was that only if she will not come, then she should be righteous. But if she will not come because of an illness, she should not be righteous. It's on the basis of wounded. That's the usual way of explaining that tomorrow. But Rashi doesn't explain it that way. Rashi explains it on the basis of the Kosovo, of Laro Tablomo. And that sounds very strange. What bearing does that the Kosovo of Laro Tablomo have upon the question of whether it came at night or in it, is it came at night, or it came at night or in it, is not it came at night? What does it do? All that Laro Tablomo implies is that if a person doesn't have a day in it, so cannot be punished, that's all. If someone raped, in Abam Rosso, so she is two more punches. Even now, she has a Yoko Misha already, you will talk to Tina Dobrade. She is hopeless. She cannot be blamed. She cannot be punished. What bears to the tale of the question whether it came at night, is it came at night, and if we say that she is with Rashi, it's because we want to punish the power. Who is thinking about about the penalty here? He himself made the effect of the get contingent upon his non-arrival within 30 days. Not a question whether he's at fault, not at fault. He's not at fault, who is not at fault? But he himself stipulated what shaykhet, what's the relevance of an analysis at the door, of an analysis at the door to it. Now, why does Rashi mention it? Here it is, Rashi should mention the possible analysis at the door with Gavin Kleinberg. So the bokeh of the basis for this Rashi is a Gemara Nidoi. Now there are certain categories of Nidorim that are common. If it's a routine, let's say in the Nidrion. So the Mishnah mentions an example of Nidrion. Nidrion. What's an example of Nidrion? He did a Havir Sheikh Lester. We follow who, or she follow no, or she ikono, or she ikono. Suppose one after the annoy of the other. If the other person will not die with it. Not dying with it. So we ask the book that is in it. If you do not eat with me, then I don't want you to have any annoy for my heart. So he did, but then he didn't die with it. But because of sickness, the hollow, which hollow may or she, you know, he intended to come and meet with him. But a story, the bridge broke down, so he couldn't cross the river. So then the halacha is that he's allowed to be manifest. So the Gemara says, Ahu Gavre, the Atzis, Schusin, the Gnesa again, this din of the Mishnah can be explained in two ways. Either on the basis of special halacha. When I was at the war, Rashi advised to Kim at night, here too. Or on the basis of wounded. So Ahu Gavra, the Atri, Schusen, Vidine, there was a victory between two people, Vidine, and one litigant, one found no law, one found being, so he turned over all his chusin in bed, in other words, he stipulated, all the documents that give me certain life, that show me that I have certain life, if I don't come to bed within 30 days, all my chusin should be forfeit. I mean, Dovash of the money and so on, one can stipulate everything, that all the chusin should be forfeited. And then, the lawyers, so he wanted to come to bed and take advantage of all these documents that gave him certain life. But something happened, the bridge broke down, he couldn't cross the river. So the mail didn't come to bed. According to the explicit terms of the agreement, if he doesn't come to bed within 30 days, so then all his chusim should be forfeited. But so in other words, the Tnai, so there was a Mechilet, what does it mean? All my chusim should be forfeited. That even though according to all these documents that I submitted to Bezin, it turns out, conclusively, that I'm entitled to collect from the other Baldin, let's say $10,000, but if I don't come to Bezin, it should all be forfeited. So what is it? Mechilet. But it's Mechilet and Tnai. It's Mechilet and Tnai. And the Tnai was this guy. But the Tnai was this guy made east of Zoyosi. Omar Abune bottles chusin. In other words, the Tnai was this guy, so he is not entitled to collect. Even though on the basis of the records, the documents he submitted, it turns out that he is entitled to collect $10,000. But he stipulated if he doesn't come, then everything is forfeited. Everything is mortal. So it is mortal. Omar Abune honors you. So why should you consider it as a good king of night? So where is Rashi's Mokir? Let's see the Mokir here. Omale, Vichitene, Tomi Shame, Vatna, Nidri Onsen. In other words, and if you are going to say, Nadaro is Asidomor has no bail on the question of joining, now all the Tornado is Asidomor implies is that if somebody commits an Abeiris, he cannot be punished. He or she cannot be punished. But not that the Kimat Nai Beinus is no Kimat Nai, but Nan the Onsen, if you have a Sheikh, let's say, the Hollow, or Sheikh Hollow Noi, or Sheikh Rino, have a little Onsen. Now, so it seems that when one takes notice of the Pshat of the Ram here on this Mishneh, and coupled with the notice of the Rashi here, that there is a machleket between the Ram and Dorin and the Rashi here in Ksuvim. Here, the Mishnah says, if you have a Sheikh Wetzel, the Hollow, or Sheikh Hollow Noi, or Sheikh Rino, Haril and Leon, so who is the Shimon? If you don't dine with me, if you are such a selfish person, unfriendly person, that you refuse to dine with me, then I ask the whole Damoi. You cannot have Damoi. So then, I ask the Damoi for me, or I ask the my Amor from you, it doesn't make any difference how he formulated an Amor. And that person wanted to dine with him, to show him the friendship. But he was prevented, he could know, became sick. So, the mother became sick, so maybe this dining together could not be realized, it doesn't make any difference how the Amor was. So the Mishnah says that the Amor is not hard. He's good at the Amor. Is with the Rabbi. So the question is, so that too can be explained on the basis, just as the Allah has the Kimat Nai, the Enes is no Kimat Nai, so it can be explained on the basis of Umdene or on the basis of Naros Asidobo, so this Dino the Mishnah could also be explained in two ways. How does the Rabbi explain it in the Mishnah? Nidre Yonsi, Nidre Chavere, Sheikh Ratsu, Shecholot Nei Kerima, Avakabu Adnesu Gamo, הרינו נדרי אונסים, לפי שאולו על דייסי לאסר נחוסף על חברי, אם לא יהיה חולימי, אלו כשיוך עלו בבלי נסקואר, ולא יופי, אבל כל שנה נסקסף, כי שכל הבני, בצורך לישון ומותה, זה לא עבדי זה לא אחד. So the Ram explained it on the basis of Umdene, not on the basis of Umdene. Didn't
sieben Tropfen Fee, Onusu, Omerirope, Onusu, Wohnes, Rahone, Patra, die Stil und Narre, die Stadt Dobro, wir hinten die Stolle Schame, was nah, die Leonzen, die Dere, Havere, die Schirr, Wetzlei, die Cholo, die Cholo, die Schikunoa, die Leonzen. So, according to Ram, even though Rode said it first, Onusu, Wohnes, Rahone, Patra, die Stil und Narre, die Stadt Dobro, but then, die Gimora, wir hinten die Stolle Schame, so he said, well, it's not in the ocean. So it's not on the basis of Narod Tatsudomo, but it's on the basis of Buddhism. However, Rashi apparently explained it differently in the Rambam. Because Rove, in the Pashto Saloshin of his more here, was Rashi, not like Rambam. Because according to Rambam Pshat, it's not smooth. The Loshin Agmore is not smooth. According to Rashi, it's much more smooth. אמר רובי, אונסו, וונס רחמונה פטרי, תחזירו נערו את הדובו, וחיתם לכתוב לשעמי, so the Rashi explained it that way. In other words, if you are going to say, you might say, that לנערו את הדובו has no bearing on this question. So I'll show you that לנערו את הדובו, that is not limited only to a mind of the brain, that there is no English. That the implication of לנערו את הדובו is much broader than just that one cannot be punished for another thing. For Raya, the Mishnah applies the deed of Anawe Tatsudomo Migabe in Shimat Naibeide. Because over there too, in the Mishnah, case of the Mishnah, he made it there, Afloye, and it's nice. In other words, Ruben Asher, the Anoye of Shimon. He's Anoye from Shimon, or Shimon's Anoye from his Nechote. It doesn't make any difference, and it's nice. He, Shimon will not die with him. And Shimon did not die with him. But why didn't he die with him? Because of an anus. Not that he didn't want to die with him. So that's a riot. That the dean of Lanaro is Asadoko has application even to the case of a Kimat Malay. That's the way Rashi is. Anyway, so we see, so it goes without saying, that according to the Rav, that he explained the din of the Mishnah, which also involves a situation of a Kimat Naibeine. On the basis of Gundene, that the Rav will similarly explain this din of Gimorah here in Sukkot, that in the Rav, Kimat Naibeine is not a Kimat Nai on the basis of Gundene. And Rashi will explain the Gimorah in Gori, also not on the basis of Gundene, but on the basis of Alas HaSadomo. But even though now, the Gemara itself points out, you might say that the concept implicit to Anawe Tatsudomo has a narrow implication. No, so I can show you that it doesn't have a narrow implication, it has a very broad implication. Not only does it apply to an Avera Beinis, but it applies even to a situation of a Kimat Ayin. So we have to defend it. How does it apply? But that's the way Rashi understood the Gemara of God. But we have to understand it. On the surface, it doesn't really make sense. What's the relevance of Lanaro Itasi Dovo? Of Lanaro Itasi Dovo to a Jima Lanaro? Obviously, Lanaro Itasi Dovo has a very broad implication. It's true that Lanaro Itasi Dovo is blind. That the Naran Rosso who committed an Avere and is news of the Shish Beine, so she cannot be punished. But it's not just that she cannot be punished. The Loshna Posiki is Kashi Yokum, Shalalei, Sochekin, and the Mara. All right, there is a Heke, we learn now it's a Halohe, Yor Loyabe, by Naran Rosso, by Araye, and it's Nitma to Binafshe, by Tziche. These are Droshes. But in equating the Pshutim. So what's the plain pshat without all the Drosh? The plain pshat in equating the Pshutim. So why did the Torah have to tell us? But now it's at the Dovo, okay, Asher Yoko, Mir Shal Rebu, and Tzochek in Adam Rav. Now it's at the Dovo, so we know already that we, Bezni is not allowed to punish the Narav Rosso, who was raped. What's the Pshutish of Mikro? Of Asher Yoko, Mir Shal Rebu, and Tzochek in Adam Rav. So the Pshudish of Mikro, now the Gemara in Shabbos, the Sugya of Mumbai. So there the Gemara says, there's a Machlekes, Tannoim. When the Kinnik Shemish was in Aachen, and he was in Chal Shabbat, let's say, 100 times. So, when he becomes about children, so, don't they have to bring the Chatos or not? So, one time they say, you don't have to bring the Chatos. Another time they say, you don't have to bring the Chatos. So, the Gemara says, the Talmud says, you don't have to bring the Chatos. So he says, because he's not a chayim. That's the Russian Gemara. Shaking is a chayim. Amos is not a chayim. If somebody is a chal shabbat is shaking, all right, he's a potter of Nisi, he's a potter of Korah, he's a potter of... Let's say, if somebody is a chal yontet, he's shaking, so he's a potter of Malkit. But shaking is not only a maitzadir. Amos could also be a maitzadir, but shaking is more than a maitzadir. Shaking means that the gathering is a chayim. The gathering is a chayim. But shaking is a chayim. Now, the Roshna Rambam means that first Allah in the Hashub. Kol Avir Shabbatero, Bein Zodin Bein Shgobo, Kishin Yoshuv, Hachetim Hatoi, Chayov Yisvadim Kuzmir Kirbo. So she said, Bein Zodin Bein Shgobo. Why doesn't he say, Bein Zodin Bein Shgobo Bein Reine? The implication being that only the person doesn't have any shape. Somebody in Chal Shabbos, he forgot. Well, that's in my life. He forgot that Shabbos. For a moment he thought it was Friday. He thought it was Sunday. Or he didn't know that it was a Torah. He never went to Yeshiva, he never learned the Arochas of Lamedes Arochas. He doesn't know. His mother never told him. So he shaved. So then he finds out that the Ksive is one of Lamedes Arochas, he has to bring Chatos. Why? So this is what Gemara says. He shouted to Chagon. Mamezi treite, avshemi treite. Yotzo, eile sheni chayit. Yotzo eile sheni chayit. In other words, he is a chayit. Because hoyo will you me to the loma. As a matter of fact, the more he matches, says that Ima Mutea is a sheni kongole. He's not even an ordinary sheni. He's still a sheni, but he is a culprit of sheni. Hoyo will you me to the loma. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. What do you mean? He doesn't know. He should have known. And if he made a mistake, if for the moment he thought, inadvertently and absent-mindedly, that it's Sunday, it's Friday, he should not be so absent-minded. He should maintain his memory and not be absent-minded. So he's a chayte. He's not a hoshe. Because a hoshe means the maybe. But a chayte is, mashenke, nara moroson, shetins of eile. So he's not even a chitas. This is the traditional mikro of Kidashayoko Mishal Reyu Tsochei Kin Hadawarabe. Can you say that if one person, a murderer, kills the victim, so then the victim is Chayte? Magadat Madaz is Chayte. You're not Chayte. Because what can he do? He wanted to be killed. The murderer killed him. So, the Naram Rosa Shechim Sabeine, Kashayoko Mishal Reyu Tsochei Kin Hadawarabe. It's mufti of the Shemchenki. Naram Rosh is not a chatat. It's not a chatat. So that's why the Rambam says, Bein Bizodin, Bein Bishgobo, Kishiyosh Vachim Chatoi, Chai Yifan, Tore Kirbo. Only Bizodin, Bishgobo. But Bein is there is no Chiv of Chuvi. Because Shemi, Shemi Shemchenki, is not a Rosh. Rosh means, implies more than Shemchenki. Shemi is not a Rosh, but a Chenki is. Onus is not a Chenki at all. Not a video. But it's still in my saver. In other words, it's a sinful act. But the gathering itself does not become changed in any way. The gathering is not a chatas. That's the piece of mitzvah. And even more than that, the gerasakosu of kegashiyoko mishal reyu or tzochei pin adom radeh, so implies not only that the naram rosho is not a chatas, but it implies also that the act done, the illness, by Gavre, is not considered as an act by Gavre, the voluntary agent, but it's only treated as a mechanical act. Let's say, sometimes, there is a stone on the roof, and then there is a wind, and then there is a wind, and the wind flows down, drops the stone to the ground, and then the person passing by, and that stone, as the wind drops the stone, it falls upon a certain person, and then he gets a concussion of the brain, he's taken to the hospital. Can anyone say, the stone killed the person? Can't say that, because it's a mechanical act by the stone. The stone is not a voluntary agent that you can say, he killed the person. He killed the person. If somebody will take, will pick up, if one person will pick up another person against his will, and you'll throw him upon a hinge and kill the hinge. So, who is the killer? The killer is the one who throws the other person. The other person is not the killer. It's not his act as a voluntary agent. It's not an act committed by him as a gambler, as a voluntary agent. It's a mechanical act. The same kind of act that is committed by a, that is performed by a stone when the wind blows it down upon a certain person. So that's the pshat. Kasha yoko misha oreyu tzochet in adom arabe. So when, just as in the case, when one person, the aggressor, kills the victim, so it's not the act of the victim in any way. So here too, when the man is rapes the Nara Moroso, it's not attributed to her as an act by a gambler. But, of course, it is a Maisavere. It is a Maisavere. It's a simple act. But it's not her act as a gambler. It's an mechanical act. It's like the act performed by a stone when it falls down upon a person. So maybe if it's a mechanical act, it cannot be shaking. Shaking, so it's his act. But in this, it's not his act as a gambler, but it's his act as a mechanical act, like the act performed by a stone when it falls down upon a person and kills him. So the male, the halacha by Kim, according to Rashi, the halacha by Kim Atnai is not Kim Atnai, doesn't mean. Kim Atnai doesn't mean, by the way. I say, in the Bosnian, Kamadim Israelish, Arenach Midrashi. So that means, because here she requires us of the Baal, so the melee, if he doesn't want her to be divorced, she's not divorced. Only if he wants, he wants her to be divorced, if he doesn't come, he means it one day. But if he does come, he doesn't want her to be divorced. So tonight does not mean just the expression, the manifestation of one's will, and in the event of a certain contingency, so in other words, in the event of one contingency, there is a will, a manifestation of a will, of the Baal, and in the event of another contingency, there is no manifestation of the Baal's will. In the event of the contingency of non-arrival within 30 days, so there is that, and in the event of coming within 30 days, there is no doubt. No, there is a special halacha of knowing that if somebody gives a get on a certain night, so the get is hard. Whether it's get or kedushin or kinyan or negra, so the halacha takes effect because of the kiyum atnai. So what affects the halacha? The kiyum atnai by the gambler, not the kiyum atnai as a mechanical act. But the kiyum atnai by the gambler. So, Manaro Isasidova tells us that when a certain act is done by a gambler, it's not painless, it's not the kiyum atnai by the gambler. It's like the act performed by a stone when it is thrown down upon a certain person by the wind. It's a mechanical act. It's not an act by the gambler. And in order that the Gerashi should be held, it's not enough that a certain contingency should take place, but that the Tnai should be fulfilled by the Gavre as a voluntary agent. And Lanaro Isasidovo tells us that any act done by Enes is not an act done by a Gavre as a Gavre. It's done by the Gavre as a Hefze, as a mechanical act, like an act done by the stone when the wind throws it down upon a certain person. So that's, so I would call it around the reason is why the rice. So we said that the Kimat Nai, Venus, is no Kimat Nai, Venus, is because according to Rashi, it's on the basis of Wundere. According to Rashi, it's not on the basis of Wundere. We don't have any Wundere. We don't have any umdene one way, or we don't have any umdene the other way. Because what does umdene mean? Umdene means if it's universally true. That's there is the presumption that the average person has that intention. But here we don't have any umdene. One person might feel one way, the other person might feel the other way. There is no umdene. But it's on the basis of an alitas doho, which implies not only that an adam also cannot be punished. Of course he cannot be punished, but it implies that she's not in the chitar. And not only she's not in the chitar, the whole act is a mechanical act. It's not her act as a voluntary agent, as a government. It's her act as an act done by chesed, by soul. It's a mechanical act. It's not an act done by a government. So Mimele, in order that Kiyum Atnai should affect the Gerushin, whether it's the Gerushin or the Gerushin or the Aploye or whatever it is, or Mechile, Gimor and Idoli, so it's not that the occurrence of the mechanical act of the contingency, the taking place of the contingency in a mechanical way, affects the Chalevis. It's the Kiyum Atnai by the government that affects the Chalevis. And if it's done by it, it's not the key much by the gospel, but it's only in the telephone. Thank you.